From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Early this morning before 4 a.m., Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to Monument Road, the county's jurisdiction of Rio Del, for the report of protesters blocking an access gate to Humboldt Redwood Company property. When deputies got there, they found about 15 protesters, in addition to a 24-foot ladder standing in front of the gate, tethered to nearby trees with a subject at the top. Three protesters, 32-year-old Michael Jamarello, 25-year-old Brittany Suhu, and 32-year-old Georgia Doremus, were taken into custody, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of trespassing, resisting arrest, and impeding traffic. Eureka is breaking ground for construction of the Waterfront Drive Connection Phase 2 project. The city planning and pursuing funding to close the gap in Waterfront Drive between 8th Street and I Street for decades. In 1997, a project study report was done as an initial step in project programming. Last year, the city was able to acquire the funding to make the construction phase budget whole. Now a groundbreaking ceremony will kick off commencement of construction activities with the project completion planned for later in the year. The roadway will consist of 12-foot-wide travel lanes, 5-foot-wide bike lanes in each direction. A 10-foot-wide sidewalk will be provided along the northern side of the roadway. The widened sidewalk and bike lanes will connect to the Eureka Boardwalk and F Street Plaza on the west side and the Adorney Trail on the east side. The project closes gaps in bicycling and walking infrastructure, more access from Eureka's neighborhoods to its Old Town waterfront area. Well, 18-year-old Sean Allman, not an HSU student, lives with family in Fortuna. Police say he made specific threats of violence to a group scheduled to visit campus. Allman arrested early on Saturday morning. Criminal charges being evaluated. Possible threat to the campus only exists if he is released. Allman's threats refer to the New Zealand mosque shooting, as well as the shooting at Columbine High School. He's 5'8", 135, brown hair, and hazel eyes. Next Monday, 5 p.m., a dedication and a ribbon-cutting ceremony taking place at Newburgh Park in Fortuna to honor the late Dennis Wendt and Roger Harwood, who passed on July 21, 2017. Newburgh Park will include the addition of the Dennis Wendt Sports Complex to its existing title, and new updated park entry sign will be unveiled displaying the addition. One of Newburgh Park's softball fields will be honored in honor of Roger Harwood. A sign will be unveiled with the title Roger Harwood Field. Also, an opportunity will be provided for community members to speak at the dedication sites briefly, and the ceremony is taking place rain or shine, say organizers. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.